I'm Amanda Kennedy from the University of North Texas, and we are interviewing Yolanda Harris for UNT Oral History Project on Pilot Point in St. John's Church and Cemetery. She's going to tell us about life in Pilot Point in St. James Church. Hi, Yolanda.
Hi.
Could you tell me, have you lived in Pilot Point all of your life?
I've lived in Pilot Point since 1963.
And your family has lived here ever since you can remember, even your grandparents?
Yes.
How long did y'all go to St. James Church?
My grandfather was very instrumental, I think, in starting St. James, or his father was very instrumental in starting St. James. St. James was originated in the late 1800s because there was so many people that wanted a church close to them and their community. And when St. James first started, it was a bi-weekly church. We only had church on first and third Sundays, except for special days.
And do you have any knowledge of the St. James community before? So the one that was in the woods, St. James community.
The St. James community was out in the country. It was actually in Cook County, Texas. Most of the people that lived there were farmers, and they farmed the land out there. And when people started moving away was when they moved to town, when they were old enough to move into town and off of the farms, when they were no longer more or less sharecroppers.
So Pilot Point was a huge farming town.
Yes.
What were some of the popular crops that you remember a lot of the farmers would grow for not only the community but for their families?
One of the major things was cotton, peanuts, and sugar cane. Those were like on the big farms. At their home gardens, just about everything that they ate, they grew themselves. As far as the meats, they would raise hogs, cows, chickens. And if one family was raising hogs and someone else raised cows, then they would swap meats so that everyone would have some of everything. Just about everybody had chickens because they used the chickens for the eggs.
So it was a very tight-knit community.
Yes, very tight-knit, very family-oriented. Even if you weren't family, you were treated as family. Mm-hmm.
So did Pilot Point have multiple communities? So let's say St. James was its own community. St. John's was a community. Do you have any knowledge of any other communities within Pilot Point? Let's say that some settled in the south, the north, the east, the west of town?
Those are the only two communities that I know. St. James is north of Pilot Point, and St. John was south of Pilot Point.
Do you know anything about St. John's community? Any remembrance?
The only thing that I remember was that in St. John, that my uncle and his wife used to raise turkeys. And I don't really know a whole lot or how long they were there. I had another uncle that said when Bonnie and Clyde robbed the bank at Pilot Point, that he helped hide them out in a cave.
Wow, that is very interesting. So with the community, so church was a heavy part of the community. Did you regularly attend Sunday school?
Yes, no choice. There was no choice. You had to go to church. Everyone was in church.
So do you remember what Sunday school was like as a child here in Pilot Point, St. James?
When I was growing up, we were divided up into different classes. It wasn't so much strictly by age, but it was by age. It was like the youth would be in one class and the adults would be in another class. Usually the youth, the older kids would teach the younger kids. And before you could become a teacher, you had to go before the Sunday school superintendent to let them know that you did have knowledge, that, you know, that you did know the Bible, you were, you know, would be able to read a passage and explain it, mm-hmm. so that someone else could understand what, you know, what the story was.
And so, do you remember any churches that also functioned as schools outside of Sunday school? So not only St. James, but any other surrounding area?
The only one that I know of was the St. James, and the church and the school were the same buildings. They started out as separate buildings, and the school burnt. And so then they started using the church as a school. And my father attended the school in St. James.
So what do you remember school life was like as a kid? How was the room orchestrated?
When I started school, the schools were already integrated. My oldest brother was in the first class that went from kindergarten through graduation, or one of the first blacks that went through from kindergarten to graduation. And he started school in the 64-65 school year.
Do you know about the Old Slave Cemetery and the St. John Cemetery?
The only thing that I know of is in the mid-1980s, the land was purchased by a horse ranch, and the horses were getting tangled up in vines, and that's when they discovered the cemetery.
Hmm.
Is when the people purchased the land, they did not know the cemetery was there.
So how do you feel about it being discovered, the St. John Cemetery?
I think that it's a good thing that it was discovered, so that it wouldn't be desecrated anymore, and so that the people there would still have a resting place.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be able to rest in peace with that horses walking all over them.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a chance to visit it?
I did not.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the cemetery being called the Old Slave Cemetery and it changing back to St. John's Cemetery? Do you have a preference on which?
I think it should be the St. John's Cemetery, because to my knowledge there were no slaves there. Mm-hmm. Buried there. Everyone that was buried there was a free black person.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. My name is David Lacey. I'm also in the class as well. Do you know when the name changed to the Old Slave Cemetery?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not.
Thank you.
Do you know of any families that came to Pilot Point after the Civil War or after the 1920s? Any new families moving into Pilot Point?
My family moved to Texas. See, my grandfather was born here, but his family was originally from Louisiana when they moved here.
Do you know why they moved from Louisiana to Pilot Point?
Because of more opportunities. They were able to own land and purchase land.
And so your grandparents have heavy lineage in Louisiana prior
yes.
to Pilot Point. Do you know anyone from Alabama by any chance?
Some of the Allens, which are my uncle's relatives, they came from Alabama. Some of the Sledges were from Alabama.
Okay. How about Gainesville? Anyone from Gainesville?
Not that I know.
Do you know why the Allens and the Sledges came from Alabama to Pilot Point?
Just opportunities. It was after the slaves were freed. They moved off of plantations to where they had an opportunity to own land themselves.
And so they had a better opportunity to own land in Pilot Point than they did in Alabama?
In Texas, period, yes.
Do you know how your family came in receiving land or buying land? How they came across owning land here?
Most of the land, when they're in their early ages, when my grandfather and grandmother, when they were first married, they would sharecrop. And so because they were sharecropping, they would live on the land that they were working. My grandfather, in turn, he worked at Acme Brick. And because he was able to not be a farmer, he was able to make money for the family, and he was able to purchase land in Pilot Point.
Do you know if there was a railroad that came through here in the early 1900s?
I'm not for sure when it came through, but my uncle did tell me that he used to ride the train from Pilot Point to Denton when he was going to school. He said that was before they had the buses.
Do you know anybody that worked on the railroad? Or worked on the trains?
Not that early, no.
Okay.
What school did you go to in Pilot Point?
I started out at, it was just called Pilot Point Elementary. And the school is no longer in existence now. It was on the corner of Harrison Grove. It was a one block, the school said, on the whole block. It was on the corner of Prairie Grove and what's that other street? White and Church Street. Mm-hmm. And then in junior high, the old high school was turned into the junior high school, and the new high school was built. So we went from a two-school community to three, and now there are currently four schools in Pilot Point. Mm.
Do you know anyone else with information about the church or the cemetery?
Maybe my cousin Alicia Stafford. She might know more because her dad took her out to the cemetery and showed her where relatives were buried.
In your opinion, how does the name change of the cemetery affect the memory of St. John's community? So it being changed to Old Slave Cemetery back to St. John's, how does that affect the overall community that's buried there?
I think it would be a good thing because that's what it would keep the community, keep the community name there. It won't just be something to disappear and be erased.
Well, Yolanda, is there anything else that you would like to share about life in Pilot Point growing up, or any stories you've heard from your parents or grandparents?
Well, my dad said that when he went to school at St. James in Cook County, that it was just a one-room school building, and that everybody was taught at the same time. And if someone was the older kids would, they might be in one corner and the younger kids in another corner, but one teacher would teach everybody.
Did he ever name the teacher that taught him?
He did, but I don't remember. I know here at Booger T. Washington, which was a school that's on the grounds where St. James currently is, there was a Professor Boyd. What was her name? It was three teachers. I can't think of their names now. It was two males and a female. I think it was Mr. Boyd and Miss Boyd.
Did your parents or grandparents ever mention the move from Louisiana to Pilot Point and how it was for them getting back on their feet and what life was like with getting back on their feet?
No. Because like I said, my grandfather, my dad was born in Cook County, so he lived here all his life. The only time he left the area was when he was in the Air Force.
You mentioned that St. John's was in the south part of town, whereas St. James was in the north. Was there ever any interaction between the two communities?
Not that I know of.
What high school did you go to?
I went to J.R. Sales High School, which is now currently the middle school in town.
What was life like at that high school?
It was fun. We had problems when the Catholic school closed. That was when I was in junior high school, leaving elementary, going to junior high in the sixth grade. And it was like the teachers put the Catholic kids on a pedestal. They could do no wrong. They were better than everyone else. And a lot of the kids even thought they were better than everyone else.
Prior to the Catholic kids coming, how was school for you and everyone else there, as far as you know?
It was good. Everybody got along good together.
And that changed once the Catholic school closed?
Yes. I mean, everybody still got along good. I mean, everybody got along, but it was like it was still tension, if that makes sense.
It does. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could explain what type of tension you're referring to.
It's just like the expectations from public school kids was not as high as for Catholic kids, and it was, I don't know, it was like the Catholic kids were more of a family, and they grouped together. And it was like separation, even though everything was integrated, it was still separate. So like going down the halls, you would see, oh, those are the Catholic kids over there, and these are the public school kids.
So the Catholic kids sort of kept to themselves?
Yes and no. It's like they would stick to themselves, but then they would still... They would talk to everybody else, but as though they had airs, like they were still above everybody else.
So you all got the feeling that they felt like they were better than the other students who were in the public schools all along?
Yes.
So, Yolanda, you grew up in church all of your life. What was a sermon like? What was a service here at St. James Baptist Church like?
everything was like real serious. My mom was an usher, my dad was a deacon. So, you know, we couldn't talk through church. You couldn't sleep through church. You had to pay attention, you know. Everything was, it was lively service. It was always singing.
So do you remember any revivals, dancing, worshiping really loudly, or a lot of spirituality?
We did have a revival. We'd have a revival the last week of July every year. We had, the revival was for like, we did that for like maybe 20 years. We had a four Sunday fellowship. And a four Sunday fellowship, we would go to different churches. Those churches included St. James, County Line, which is also in Pilot Point, Galilee, which is in Sanger, Texas, and St. John in Decatur. And every fourth Sunday, and the churches would rotate from church to church to church every month.
Okay. If you don't mind, could you tell us what your birthday is?
My birthday is on the 9th of August, and I was born in 1960.
And so that's why the whole time that you were in school, there was integration.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, the schools in Pilot Point integrated the 64-65 school year.
Thank you.
Well, Yolanda, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you sitting down and answering these questions for us. And if there's nothing else you would like to say, we just want to say thank you.
You're welcome. I hope it can be of help.